朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们刚刚唱这首诗歌，说属主的恩惠要一一的数。
And we just sang this hymn that we need to count our blessings one by one.
弟兄姊妹，也许我们常常忽略了数算主的恩典，以至于我们活得不快乐。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we forget to count our blessings, so we are not living a very joyous life.
我年轻的时候，我常常想起我在医院里面看到的两个病人。
And when I was younger, I always recount of the two patients that I've seen.
一个病人他是被两个板子夹住。
One of the patients, he was sandwiched between two boards.
每过一个小时护士来把他翻一下，就像烤肉一样。
And every so often, about an hour, they have to turn the patient.
让人难过的是说他这一生他的余生都要这样子度过。
And what the sad thing is that he has to spend the rest of his life that way.
然后所有的亲友没有一个再跟他在一起了。
And all of his close relatives, they weren't nearby him anymore.
当我去跟他讲话的时候，他里面忧愁叹息，就是这样。
And when I went to talk to him, he was just full of sadness, full of sorrow.
另外一个人是半夜把我吵醒了，他在外面跟我隔着两个病房。
And the other person woke me up in the middle of the night, he was about two rooms away from me.
我半夜去看他。
In the middle of the night, I went to visit him.
一个大概五六十岁的退伍军人一直在那里喊叫。
And it was a veteran, he's about 50, 60 years old, he was just crying out loud.
他说我巴不得能够有一分钟能够有一点点的时候我身上不要痛我就高兴了。
And he prayed that if I only had a moment where my body is not hurting, I would be happy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人可以把我们自己目前得到的恩典当作理所当然。
Brothers, not a single one of us can treat the grace that we receive as something that is casual.
我们刚过的感恩节有这么多弟兄姊妹真的是争先恐后的上来做见证。
And we just gone through Thanksgiving and so many brothers and sisters came up here and really gave their testimony.
我们心里面非常的喜乐，也非常的享受。
And our hearts rejoice with them, and we all enjoy such a testimony.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要懂得感恩。
But sister, we need to know how to give thanks.
尤其在2007年，神真的是带领我们经过了太多的事情。
Particularly in 2007, the Lord has brought us through so many things.
是的，虽然有许多的时候在战场上让我们紧张，让我们担心。
And yes, many times we were brought to the battlefields, and we are worried, and we're trembling.
但是我们也经历了那个凯旋的喜乐啊
！But we also experience this joy that is unceasing.
我们中间也经过了一些弟兄姊妹碰到的病痛，或是最亲爱的离开了我们。
And we also gone through some severe illnesses, some brothers and sisters among us, even those who are very dear to us that has left us.
但是从他们经过整个过程的这个表现上，我们也低头敬拜神。
But in the process of these journeys, we bow our heads and we worship our God.
因为我们跟世人真的是不一样。
Because we are different from the world.
所以当那天我的儿子回来的时候，他们迫不及待拿那个刚刚照的照片给我看。
So when my sons came back yesterday, they were eager to show me the pictures that they took with Felix.
那一天感恩节因为路上交通很拥挤啊。
Oh, that day because they were caught in traffic as they were coming home.
我小儿子 Aaron 本来要坐火车从 San Diego 到 Irvine, 然后他哥哥带他回来。
Aaron was going to take a train from San Diego to Irvine and they were going to carpool back together.
结果火车票你没有预定的，他不让你搭，因为那天很多人。
And then they just found out that day, if you did not pre-order the tickets, they would not let you get on the train.
所以他哥哥从 Irvine 先开车到南边 San Diego 接着他，然后再开回来。
So David had to drive down to San Diego, pick him up, and then come back up north.
那天他从早晨十点半出发到晚上九点半，开了十一个小时。
He started at 10 a.m. in the morning, they didn't get home until 9 p.m. 11 hours.
到了 San Jose, 先把朋友送回家。
And they got to San Jose, they dropped off the friends who carpool with them.
他们说从他们家出来的时候，突然看到这两条街啊。
So when they came out of their friend's house, they saw that street sign.
刚才叫什么？
Christian.
Christian Road, 然后 Delta Road, Christian Drive.
Christian Drive and Delta Road.
他们两个都已经开过头了，两个想一想说，
They go past the intersection and they realize, wait a minute, we should go back and take a picture.
开了11个小时的车还有力量开回去照这张相，我很感动啊。
Driving for 11 hours and they had the strength to go back and take this picture.
弟兄姊妹，我们整年一直在问一件事情，到底神所要的是什么？
The whole year we've been asking this one question, what exactly does God want?
神带领我们经过这么多的事情，到底是为了什么？
God has brought us through so many trials, what is it that He wants?
弟兄姊妹，神要得着被改变的生命。
God wants His life that has changed.
神要得着我们跟他之间那个被改变的关系。
He wants the relationship that's been improved, that's been changed.
神要我们整个的 lifestyle, 生活的方式和中心也被神改变。
He wants our lifestyle, the center of our lives to change.
所以弟兄姊妹，基督徒都需要被改变。
Every single Christian needs to change.
所以当我们在这里讲蜕变的人生的时候，
you know, when we talk about having a transformation life,
就说到我们这个人需要被改变。
It talks about this person, we need to change, we need to be transformed.
有一本书叫做改变带来医治。
And there's a book that says transformation that brings healing.
它让我们里面那个被盗的生命被医治。
And this backsliding life that may be healed.
它让我们里面那个被破坏的关系被医治。
All the broken relationship that they may be renewed.
跟神之间跟人之间的关系需要被医治。
The relationship with God and the relationship among men.
同样我们那个混乱的生活也需要被医治被整顿。
This chaotic life that needs to be changed and healed and reordered.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这一生都需要被改变。
Our entire life needs to be changed.
当然我说的改变是正面的。
So the changes I'm talking about are all the positive.
然后我说的改变是里面的。
And I talk about the change within.
在基督里面的被改变。
The changes that are in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，改变带来的医治。
The changes that brings about healing.
改变带来的成长，带来的成熟。
These changes that brings about growth and maturity.
改变带来的希望。
And the changes that brings about hope.
改变带来的祝福。
And the blessings that it brings.
对，弟兄姊妹，蜕变的人生，说到这个改变，不仅仅有改变，而且是很显著的改变。
And the transformation life is not just merely that there's a small change, but drastically there's a huge transformation.
自耶稣来住在我心。
Since Jesus came into my heart.
下一句是什么？我生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
What a great change in my life.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，所以我们刚刚说，弟兄姊妹，你一定要想一件事情值得感恩的。
So I say, brothers and sisters, you all need to think about one thing that you're thankful for.
我们需要被改变。
We need to be changed.
而且是从里面被神改变。
And from inside out.
生命被改变。
When our life is changed.
关系被改变。
The relationship is changed.
我们的生活被重建。
Our life would be rebuilt.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们这样这一生就活得有价值。
Brothers and sisters, then we will live a life that has meaning and is purposeful.
上个礼拜我来英文组跟他们分享的时候，
Last week I came to the English group and I shared with the younger brothers.
我跟他们分享，我前一天在 Sunnyvale， 因为他们要送云南跟晨星走，所以有一个聚餐。
And I share what I share with them, to the group in Sunnyvale the week before.
这个钟明家有一只小鹦鹉，他们在院子挂了一个鸟笼。我说你们家还养鸟吗？
Zhou Ming has two parakeets that is in their backyard and they were raising them.
他说有，他说但是这礼拜刚刚死了一只，好，所以小 Joseph 哭得很伤心。
So yeah, we keep them, but unfortunately one of them died this week and little Joseph was just crying really hard.
我问他怎么死的。
And I asked him, how did he die?
他说有一只大鸟飞来在鸟笼子外面吓他们。
There was a big bird that came to the cage, cleaned under the cage was just scaring them.
所以有一只呢就吓得 heart attack 心脏病倒在地上吐血死掉了。
They tormented the bird. One of them was so scared that it fell to the bottom of the cage and died and was bleeding.
因为他的周明的同事说他们家的鸟也曾经被吓死过心脏病。
And Zhou Ming's colleague also said that he had birds that also died of a heart attack.
当我们在这样讲的时候，那个云南告诉我们他的同事他们是做 bio 的哈。
And when we were talking about the story, Yunnan, he shared about this dialogue that he had with his colleague at work.
那他的同事是专门研究这个鸡的。
One of his colleagues, they study chicken particularly.
他说现代哈，这个养鸡场是全自动化，不用人进入的。
He said nowadays these chicken farms, they raise chickens all, it's all automatically, they don't require human intervention.
然后他们用激素帮助这个鸡快速的成长。
And they utilize technology to help the chickens to grow very rapidly.
所以马上就可以卖到市场上给我们吃。
So immediately it could be put on the market and we can consume it.
这些鸡根本平常看不到人的。
These chickens usually do not see people.
但是因为它长得太快了。
Because the chicken grows so fast.
它的心脏、血管这些都没有 跟得上这个成长。
It's heart and cardiovascular system is not developed properly.
所以他说，如果人突然进到鸡场里面来的话
，So if somebody actually walks in the middle of that farm,
他说很多鸡就吓死了。
And many chicken would actually have a heart attack and die.
他甚至告诉我，他说你们只要去啪啪啪拍个掌，哈，就倒下好几只了。
You just go and clap your hand in the middle of the farm, many of them just fall and kill over.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你不觉得现代的人真的是外面长得很快，里面不长的
？You realize people nowadays in this generation were growing rapidly outside. But inside, we're not growing.
所以我们经不起考验，经不起失败，经不起打击的。
So we can't go through trials, we can't go through difficulties, and we can't go through harm.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不能够光只是在身量上长了啊。
We can't simply grow in physical stature.
我们一定要里面的人要成长。
But this inward person has to grow.
里面的人不刚强，弟兄姊妹，我们经不起风暴的。
The inward man, if it's weak, you cannot weather a storm.
啊，仇敌只是吓唬我们，结果就吓死了。
The enemy will come and taunt you, and you're scared to death.
保罗说圣经告诉我们凡事不怕仇敌的惊吓。
And Paul says we do not come under we will not be frightened by the attack of the enemy.
因为怎么样我们真的不甘心看见任何神的儿女们被仇敌两下就倒了。
And we do not want to see any children of God that the enemy come and collapse in your life and you fall over and die.
所以我们在这里爱我们的下一代的时候我们也要知道让他们经过一点苦难。
So when we love the next generation, we allow them to go through some trials.
让他们经过一点需要付代价才得着的这种喜乐。
Let them go through some joy that would be gained through the price that is paid.
弟兄姊妹，不然的话，我们真的是在养一些里面不长、外面长的人。
Or else we're just raising a group of people that is growing outwardly but internally is.
大人孩子都一样。
Adults and children were all the same.
所以我前两天听说有人准备在我们 baby room 写一句话说 ，crying is good for baby's health. 我好喜乐。
And I heard the other day that somebody was going to put a sign in the baby's room.That crying is good for the baby's health.
今天这么多妈妈挤在 baby room 出不来，就是因为舍不得孩子哭。
And many mothers stay in that room because they can't bear the thought of their children crying.
我告诉你，孩子健健康康，没有病，你放了他哭没有关系的，对他好的。
If they're healthy and they're crying, it's okay. Let them cry for a while.
不然他心脏不长，他肺不长。
Their heart is not growing. Their lung is not growing.
你看我们这个长得多好。
Look how wonderfully I've grown.
需要长
We need to grow.
不光外面长，里面要长
We need to grow inside. We need to grow outside.
因为怎么样？这叫做 delta. Christian 需要 delta.
This is called delta. Christians have to have delta.
哎呀，我真的希望我那一系列的那个封面可以用我儿子照的照片哈。Christian Drive, this Christian Road.
Christian
Drive,
Delta Road. And I wish the series that we talked about, Christian having deltas, that we want to use that picture.
他们两个怎么会注意到这个帮我们照下来？他们照的还不错。
How in the world did they see those signs? They actually did a pretty good job taking it.
你们要的话免费嘛，哈。
If you want it, it's free.
我们要提醒自己，我们需要长。
We need to remind ourselves we need to grow.
不要说一年一年下来我们需要长。
Not to say year after year we need to grow.
圣经上说凡事长进。
But the Bible says in all things we grow.
弟兄姊妹，在每一件事情上都要成长。
In every single thing we need to grow.
蜕变的人生说到是一个奇妙的改变。
And this transformation life.Speaks of a marvelous change.
是一个显著的改变。
It's a change that's very distinct.
是一个从里面出来的改变。
A change that comes from inside.
而且是一个持续的改变。
And it's a continual change.
弟兄姊妹，我们都需要改变。
We all need a change.
我再说，绝对不要让人家说你都没有变。
Do not allow anybody to come into your life and say, "Oh, you look exactly the same."
人家都要觉得我们不一样。
Everybody needs to say that you're different.
你看，我们这次放出去大学的这几个回来，Valerie, Joseph, 一个一个从大学回来，我都觉得他们的被改变。
And everybody who went off to college.You guys are back. I feel that you guys all have changed.
这个时间过来一定要有成长。
In the process of time, there has to have growth. There has to have growth.
我们感谢主。2007年，我相信我们在座很多的人都经历了成长。
In 2007, I trust many of us have gone through this growth.
我们很多人都经历了被神改变。
And many of us has been dealt with by the Lord.
因为这边环境在这里显明我们里面生命的实情。
And the environment reveals the true conditions of our life.
环境在这里显明我们对神信心的大小。
And it reveals the magnitude of our faith towards our God.
所有的遭遇风浪都在这里告诉我们一件事情，显明我们对神的认识到底有多少。
Every circumstances and every storm that we face reveals our faith towards God and how great they are.
它可以成为我们成长的机会。
It may be an opportunity for us to grow.
它也可以成为打倒我们、淘汰我们的一个轨迹。
And it may also strike us down and cause us to be disqualified.
钟明家两只鹦鹉在一起，一只吓得心脏病死了，一只还好好的。
And the two parakeets in Zhong Ming's house, one is living well right now, the other one has been frightened to death.
弟兄姊妹，同样的环境领导我们。
The same exact environment comes to us.
就连我们这次买会所。
Even in the process of purchasing this place,
一模一样的环境临到全教会这两三百个人。
The same circumstances came to all of us.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们到底向着神存着怎样的心和态度，就决定了我们在这件事情上被神改变的情形。
But the matter of our hearts and our attitude will determine how much will be changed.
也决定了我们成长和蒙福的度量。
It will determine the capacity by which we will grow and the capacity we will receive.
所以弟兄姊妹，同理可推，在我们未来的年日里面。
So we can foresee the days that is to come.
还会有许多的环境临到。
The many, many circumstances and
trials will come. 有人会面临失业。
Some people will face unemployment.
有人面临生病。
Some people will be sick.
有人面临很大的困难。
And some people will come to great trials.
但是我们如何去面对它？
But how do you face them?
它可以成为我们成长的机会。
And they may be opportunity for us to grow.
它可以成为淘汰我们的危机。
Again, it may be an opportunity to disqualify you.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神改变我们。
And we ask the Lord to change us.
而且要常常经历改变。
And to often experience this transformation.
要能够明显地发现自己不一样了。
And clearly you will be able to see yourself that I am different.
我现在的读经跟从前的读经不一样。
My Bible study now is different from the way I studied before.
我现在祷告的享受跟从前祷告不一样。
My enjoyment in the hours of prayer is different than before.
我现在唱诗跟从前唱诗不一样。
The way I sing right now is different from the way I used to sing.
我现在坐在主的饼杯面前擘饼纪念主跟从前不一样。
When I sit before the table of love and have communion, I am different.
我现在听到跟从前也不一样了。
When I listen to the messages, my heart is different.
我在生活里面碰到别人对我不礼貌，对我从前惹我生气的事，我现在不一样了。
When somebody is not courteous to us, or they cause us to be angry, I am different now.
我现在处理挫折，处理生病，我的态度不一样了。
And when we look at difficulty that comes along my way, my attitude towards it is different.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要被改变。
And we need to be changed.
我们今天继续讲到对变的人生。
And again, we want to talk about this transformational life.
弟兄姊妹，因为11月是感恩月，12月是赞美月。
And again, the month of November is Thanksgiving, the month of December is praise.
我今天站在这里承先启后，两个都讲了。
And I want to talk about both today.
因为我过去的三年里面，我们感恩月、赞美月，每一次到的时候我们都讲。
And every time we come to these 2 months, we talk about these topics.
所以我今天有点在这里复习一样。
So today I want to review with everyone a little bit.
我希望我们在这些最重要的事情上我们不忽略。
On the most important things, we will not neglect them.
在这里我们讲到今天先讲感恩。
And we want to first talk about Thanksgiving.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起来读我所列的经文。
Let's read the scripture that we put down on the outline together.
圣经上关于感恩跟赞美的经文都非常的多。
Concerning Thanksgiving and praise, there are numerous verses.
我们看我们程序单上我列的这三节。
Just look at the verses that is in the outline.
凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。诗篇五十篇二十三节。
Whoever offers praise glorifies me.
凡事谢恩，贴前五章十八节。
In all things give thanks, 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
第三个希伯来哥罗西书三章十七节，我们一起读：无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名。借着他感谢父神。弟兄姊妹，在这里圣经让我们看见感谢不是一件小事。
And the scripture tells us to be thankful is not a small thing.
能够以感谢为祭献给神就是荣耀神。
Whoever offers a praise, a thanksgiving to the Lord, you glorify God.
神这么荣耀，他不需要我们为他脸上贴金。
God is glorious, he doesn't need us to flatter him.
但是他却说我们有一条荣耀神的路，叫做把感谢为祭献给神。
But he said there's a glorious path that you bring praise and thanksgiving to him.
尤其是黑夜的歌声。
Particularly the songs in the night.
尤其是在难处中对神的感谢。
Particularly those words of thanksgiving in times of difficulties and trials.
弟兄姊妹，感谢跟神的荣耀发生关系，这是大事。
And being thankful has something to do with God's glory being revealed.
而圣经上说，凡事谢恩，说到感谢，居然可以进到我们生活最平凡的事。
And Bible says, in all things give thanks. That means every small things in our life, we may experience it.
所以不是在你蒙受特别大的恩典的时候才感谢。
It's not particularly when we receive immense grace that we give thanks.
圣经上说凡事谢恩。
And in all things give thanks.
我们每次讲到这个的时候，我们都需要跟弟兄姊妹提醒。
And whenever we talk about this, I want to remind brothers and sisters.
我们不见得是对事情本身谢恩。
And we're not thankful for the particular event.
而是在凡事上我存着感恩的态度。
But in all things, I have a thankful attitude.
啊，你撞车不需要为了撞车本身谢恩。
When you get in the car accident, you don't need to say, Lord, thank you for this accident.
你长癌症不需要为了说主，我感谢你，我长了癌症。
And when you're diagnosed with cancer, you don't need to say, Lord, thank you that I got cancer.
弟兄姊妹，这不是圣经上的教导。
This is not what the Bible is teaching.
不是要为的事情本身谢恩。
It is not to be thankful of the event in itself.
而是在我任何的处境里面，我都向神存着感恩的态度。
But in all circumstances, my heart attitude towards God is thankful.
哎，我昨天晚上睡觉前头突然痛得很厉害。
And last night, before I fell asleep, all of a sudden I have a severe migraine.
啊，因为我又在吃消炎药，所以我就没有吃止痛药，我就睡了。
And I was taking antibiotics, so I didn't take the painkiller, so I went to try to go to bed.
啊，我记得我半夜4:10我痛醒了。
And about 4 a.m. in the morning, the pain woke me up.
啊，很长的时间我头痛睡不着，今天晚上。
And often I would have these migraines, I won't be able to sleep.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我不需要为我头痛说主，我感谢你，我又头痛了。
I don't need to say, Lord, thank you for this migraine.
啊，我是怎么样子能够在头痛中，我一样能够感谢我的神。
How in the midst of these migraines that I still thank my God.
我就可以为着我平常健健康康我感谢神。
And I can thank God for the fact that every single day I'm healthy.
哦，我可以为着主在我头痛的时候我一样能够来依靠他不妥协我感谢神。
That while my migraine is going on that I would still praise God and thank him for who he is. 就是没有，
我们可以在一切的环境里面存着感恩的态度。
That in all circumstances we have a thankful attitude.
这是荣耀神。
It's to glorify him.
哦，这是我神在我们每一件事情里面神要我们学的凡事谢恩。
So God wants us to be thankful in all things.
当我们存着一个谢恩的态度的时候，
And when we come with a thankful attitude,
不仅仅叫神得荣耀，
Not only is God glorified,
其实最蒙福的就是我们。
But the most blessed persons are as us.
刚刚唱的诗歌，主的恩典要一一的数。
And we just sung the hymn, we need to count our blessings one by one.
试试看，当你一一的数的时候。
And try this, if you count them indeed one by one.
所有的叹息，所有的愁苦从我们身上出去。
All of your sighing, all of your sorrow will depart from your life.
我相信操练过这件事的人，你都可以做同样的见证。
I believe everyone who's exercised in your faith, you could testify.
就像我刚才说的，我年轻的时候，我也碰到不如意的事。
And just like I said, when I was younger, I also came to things that was not of my desire.
可是当我想起在病房里面碰到的这两个人，我就不敢再埋怨。
But when I recount of these two people that I met in the hospital, I dare not complain anymore.
当我现在头痛的时候
，when I have a migraine,
我想起我从前手术完的那个痛苦，我就低头感谢神。神让我现在不需要再经过那些。
And I think about the pain of the surgeries that I've gone through. I thank God that I don't have to go through it again anymore.
弟兄姊妹，当我们一感谢的时候，那个埋怨就出去了。
When we begin to thank God, that spirit of complaint will depart from us.
以前有一个人，他有一天晚上，在大风雨的晚上，他开车到加油站去加油。
There was a man in the middle of the storm, in the middle of the night, he drove in the gas station to gas up.
如果你们是从东岸过来，你就晓得东岸比较不像西岸是 self service， 都是有人在帮你加油的。
And if you come from the East Coast, you realize most of the gas stations, somebody will be there to serve you. You don't need to serve yourself.
结果他在大风雨的晚上去加油的时候，发现在帮他加油的人一路走一路唱歌，帮人加油，快乐的不得了。
And he was stationed at the gas station, realized the person who was attending, he was just singing along and just going from car to car.
哎呀，天又冷又下雨，淋得全身湿的。我知道这个滋味，因为我正好做过同样的事。
It was freezing.It was raining outside, and I know how terrible it must feel.
弟兄姊妹，那个人就好奇，就问他说：“你为什么会在这样子的风雨里面这么快乐呢？”
So that man was very curious. He asked the attendant and said, "How can you be so happy in the middle of a storm?"
他说：“先生，你不知道。”
He said, "Oh, Mister, you do not know."
他说：“我是越战里面的 survivor. 我从越战里面活着回来的。”
I'm a survivor of the Vietnam War.
我多少的朋友同事在我面前死掉受重伤。
So many of my friends and my colleagues, they all died or came under severe wounds.
我能够平平安安的回来。
I came home in peace.
我能够在这样子一个平安的夜晚里面来做事赚钱，有什么不喜乐的呢？
A peaceful night that I can make a living, how can I not be happy?
因为在越战的时候，他随时就可能死掉的。
Because in Vietnam, he could have died anytime.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们今天在平安中都把它当作理所当然。
So when we are in the times of peace, we treat everything casually.
所以你知道，当波斯湾战争打起来的时候
，And you know when the Persian War began.
他们军中的牧师是最忙的，平常都不忙的。
The chaplains are the most busiest during that time.
他们从早到晚都要排各样的聚会，因为都有人进来要来祷告，要来。
They have services throughout the day because soldiers are just coming in and by large groups and numbers.
因为进到那里的人没有一个人知道他是不是会活着回来。
Because everyone who shipped over to Iraq don't know whether they're going to come back alive.
不知道今天开车出去会不会突然有一个 suicide bomb 发生。
And they don't know that if they're driving down the road there would be a bomb that goes off.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们坐在这里，听到还吃口香糖。
We're here, sitting here listening to messages. We're still chewing gum.
弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神。
We need to thank God.
我们要真的在主的面前为这恩典感谢神。
And for God's grace, we need to thank Him.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。